Now may we turn to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17 and verse 31, and think of our Lord this morning as the judge of all. He hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained. In that he hath raised him from the dead. This is yet another ministry of our Lord in heaven. He is raised up not only to be a present Lord, Savior, Forerunner, Advocate, Mediator, but all rights of judgeship have been given him. God has given him the office and the right to judge all people. He has given that office, I say, to his beloved Son, that all men might honor the Son as they are to honor the Father. He has been given this authority as the Son of Man, as one who knows all men and what is in men, and thus can judge righteous judgment. First of all, we see his judgment of his own people. We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, Romans 14 and verse 10. That is a reference to believers only. And the judgment seat is not the great white throne of judgment. This is to take place immediately at his coming, that is, when he comes to rapture his people out of this present world. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 16 to 18. This judgment is not a legal one for crimes committed. We are not to appear before him as sinners and vagabonds, but as his own redeemed people. This judgment then is not a judgment of our sins. Our sins have been judged already on the cross of Calvary. The judgment is rather a review of service. It is not upon the sins of his people, which were born by our Lord on Calvary's cross. His people cannot be judged for sin a second time. This is more like an adjudication, a judgment on how well we have run the race, or used our talents, or built up a godly character, and so to be given appropriate rewards. Revelation 22 and verse 12, the judgment seat here is the Bema, a kind of reward platform. It has to do with our manner of living as believers. And in that day, every one of us shall give an account of himself to God, not to any other. Romans 14 and verse 12. It also has to do with our labor. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 10 to 15. Especially perhaps in relation to our local church. There is but one foundation. Jesus Christ, said the apostle. Verse 11. But what have we built on that foundation in the way of Christian life and character? There are works, he said, of gold, silver, and precious stones, all of which metals can stand the test of fire. But there are inferior and fleshly works, indicated by wood, hay, and stubble, which are burned and destroyed by fire, works unacceptable to God. Then too, I think it has to do with our loyalty. It is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2. Stewardship is what the Lord has entrusted to his people. He has put into our hands his own intrinsic jewels, so to speak. We are not to be concerned about what other people think. Verse 3. We must seek only to be faithful to him who has made us his stewards. That is the judgment of his own people at the Bema, the judgment seat of Christ. More a review of our service and consequent rewards for that service. Then secondly, we see his judgment of the nation. This will be at the close of this present age of grace, and before the beginning of the millennial reign here on earth, at the close of which will be his judgment of all unbelievers. Now this judgment of the nation is to fall upon those nations which are represented as a ferocious beast with 7 heads and 10 horns, and which is the final expression of Gentile world dominion. But the Lamb overcomes them and brings them to a final conclusion. All rule here on earth by these kingdoms of darkness is to come to an end. He brings these kingdoms to a final conclusion. The dragon, the beast, and the false prophet are all destined for the lake of fire. So here we see the blessed Lamb of God, once nailed to a cross on this earth by men of the nations, now on a throne of judgment, separating nations, with perhaps some from each, passing into the millennial era. This is the judgment of the sheep and the goats, as in Matthew 25:33. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. And it seems to be a judgment based on the attitude of these nations to his earthly people Israel. Then finally, there is the judgment of unbelievers. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away. Revelation 20, verses 11 to 15. This is the great assize court. It comes at the end of human history as we know it today, and at the close of our Lord's millennial kingdom. It is another part of our Lord's ministry from heaven, and the consummation of all things. The judgment is a heavenly scene, and conducted from the throne of God in heaven. It is the grand finale. The Lord Jesus is to come to that throne with great splendor and glory. This is his judgment of the impenitent. So great will be the manifestation of his glory that we read that the present heavens and earth shall flee away at the sight of his face because of their pollution. How solemn! The heavens shall flee because of their pollution by the sin of angels. And the earth shall flee because of its pollution by the sons of men. And what a final vindication of the Lamb that was slain, when every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2 verses 10 and 11. The knees of believers bow to him now in adoration and worship. In that day, the knees of unbelievers will bow in enforced submission. He is coming to be the judge of all. Now shall we hear the words of Charles Wesley and John Fenwick together? Lo, he comes from heaven descending, once for favored sinners slain. Thousand saints attending swell the triumph of his train. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus comes and comes to reign. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus comes and comes to reign. See the Savior, long expected, crowned with glory, now appear, while his saints by man rejected all his heavenly glory share. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See the Son of God appear. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See the Son of God appear. Israel's race shall now behold him, full of grace and majesty. They who set at naught and sold him, pierced him, nailed him to the tree, now in glory, shall their great Messiah see. Now in glory, shall their great Messiah see. Tis thy heavenly bride and spirit, Jesus Lord, that bids thee come, all thy glory to inherit, and to take thy people home. All creation, travails, groans, still thou shalt come. All creation, travails, groans, till thou shalt come. Yea, amen, let all adore thee, high on thine exalted throne. Saviour, take thy power and glory, claim the kingdoms for thine own. Come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, come, Lord, come. Amen and amen.